The Packers wrapped up their mandatory minicamp, and it is time to take some time off before returning for the start of training camp in late July. I'm Bill Scott with Sports. Packers coach Matt LaFleur on his team after the offseason program wrapped up today.
Everybody feels good this time of the year. The thing that's most positive, I would say, for the most part, we had pretty good attendance. We had the majority of our guys here for the duration. And I think that, you know, it's been fun to kind of watch how these guys grow, especially guys maybe going in their second year. They're so much further along than they were a year ago.
LaFleur said the players can't let up, and it's on them to make sure they come back ready for training camp.
We got to keep pushing. These guys are going to shoulder most of that responsibility in regards to how they go about training and taking care of their bodies and doing the things that they need to do to be ready to go when we get back here for the start of camp.
Brewers open a four-game series against the Cardinals tonight at AmFam Field. Jacob Mizorowski making his first start for the crew. Sonny Gray will go for the Cardinals. Two finals in the majors this afternoon. Mets over Washington 4-3. Texas pounds Minnesota 16-3. J.J. Spahn and Sungjae Im are tied for the lead on day one of the U.S. Open at Oakmont. Spahn is the clubhouse leader after an opening round bogey-free 4-66. Im is at 4-under through his first 10 holes. Defending champion Bryson DeChambeau tied for 71st at 3-over par. WIAA Girls State Softball Tournament continues. Day 2 action. D5 semifinals. Belmont beat Ithaca 11-0. Elman Bancroft over Thorpe 18-3. In Division 4, Pacelli down McDonald Central Catholic 3-0. Stanley Cup Finals resume tonight with the Florida Panthers playing host to Edmonton. The Panthers up 2-1 on the Oilers in the series. In the Midwest League, Wisconsin on the road at Great Lakes. Beloit is at Quad Cities. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.